Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss Stanley Fish. Okay? The ideas of Stanley Fish with respect to reader response criticism or reader response theory. Now, Stanley Fish was born in 1938, okay? And he is an American literary critic. And as I told you, he's associated with reader response criticism. Okay? And with respect to reader response criticism, he has proposed two ideas. One is called the interpretive communities. Okay? This phrase, interpretive communities, he's the one who has coined it. Okay? And another thing that he has coined is the idea of affective stylistics. Okay? Affective stylistics. Now, I'll discuss this one by one. Okay? But keep in mind that Stanley Fish emphasized the role of the interpretive communities in shaping how readers understand texts. Okay? He argued that meaning is not inherent in the text itself, but is constructed by groups of readers who share similar interpretive strategies and assumptions. Now, we all know that in reader response theory or criticism, reader is paramount. It is the reader which constructs meaning. And what Stanley Fish is arguing is that groups of readers who share similar interpretive strategies. For instance, if there is a group of teachers or scholars who know a lot about literature and literary theory, their interpretation will be somewhat similar. In contrast, or as distinguished from, say, a group of students who don't know much, so their interpretation is likely to be very different from the interpretation given by the scholars. Okay, so interpretive communities in that sense. So different communities will interpret the same text in different ways. Okay, now the other thing that I highlighted earlier was the idea of affective stylistics. So what is this affective stylistics? See, it is just the fact that a literary text's style and language affect a reader's emotional response. This is what affective stylistics basically says. Okay? The way in which it is written, the style, the language, that affects the reader's emotional response. So in affective stylistics, basically any scholar will analyze the relationship between the text's formal features and the reader's emotional responses. This will involve close analysis of the text, so word by word, okay? And also pay attention to the reader's response from moment to moment, okay? From moment to moment, from time to time, just based on the style and language in which the literary text is written, okay? And also keep in mind that this will mean paying close attention to the linguistic features of the text, okay? Because as I said that each and every word will be analyzed, each sentence will be analyzed, each pause will be analyzed, and how all of these things affect the reader's interpretation, okay? So two things that you should remember when you are studying Stanley Fish. One, interpretive communities. Second, affective stylistics. After that, you should also be aware of the important works written by Stanley Fish. In the exam, they can give you direct questions on whether this particular work was written by Stanley Fish or not. Okay? So at least know about the important works. Okay? Now, the first important work is called, Is There a Text in This Class? The Authority of Interpretive Communities. Okay? Ye full title hai, okay? Is There a Text in This Class? The Authority of Interpretive Communities. This book came out in 1980. Uske baad inka ek aur work hai, which was published much earlier. It's called Surprised by Sin, The Reader in Paradise Lost. Surprised by Sin, S-I-N, Sin, The Reader in Paradise Lost. This book came out in 1967. And the basic thing that Stanley Fish suggests in this work, Surprised by Sin, is that the real subject of John Milton's work, which is Paradise Lost, is in fact the reader. The reader is the subject because the reader is forced to undergo a spiritual self-examination when the reader is led down a path which Adam and Eve took and Satan took. So in a way, trying to suggest that John Milton's epic poem somewhat manipulates the reader. Okay? Manipulates in the sense that the reader himself or herself is implicated in the moral and theological dilemmas that John Milton creates. Matlab, whether Adam and Eve are right in disobeying God, how correct is the arguments that Eve gives, how correct are the arguments that Satan gives, okay, to Adam and Eve. So what Stanley Fish is trying to suggest is that the real subject is the reader, which is manipulated in a way. Because the reader himself or herself becomes implicated in the moral and theological dilemmas. Because what in fact we read in this poem, Paradise Lost, is theological dilemmas. who did right or who did wrong. Okay? So this is the point that Stanley Fish tries to make in this work. Surprised by sin, the reader in Paradise Lost. ठीक है, सो कम से कम आप दो ये वर्क्स के नाम याद रखना. एंड देन एज आई टोल्ड यू द आइडिया ऑफ इंटरप्रेटिव कम्युनिटीज एंड ऑल्सो द मीनिंग ऑफ अफेक्टिव स्टाइलिस्टिक्स. ठीक है, यू कैन गेट अ डायरेक्ट क्वेश्चन ऑन ऑल ऑफ दीज. ठीक है.